WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least 5 Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Our high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sunshine, low to mid 60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we talk with former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley, and we debunk some of the biggest whoppers of lies being told about Social Security. And yes, Donald Trump is trying to break the system.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. It makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We in the entertainment industry created this guy. You know, we created this image of this billionaire, brilliant guy, and it was never him. He was always kind of a moron. He still doesn't understand what tariffs, how they work on the most basic level.
He's just so ducky.
Get it? Because it's John Cryer.
You missed him.
I know. Yeah. He's been on the show before, but he was on when I was on vacation.
Exactly.
He's fantastic. Yeah. But he is correct. Show business. We did this. We made this moron. Can I just say, I know it's horrible for America and on the world stage, but how fantastic was yesterday that Donald Trump got bitch slapped by Russia and China and humiliated on the world stage? Isn't it fantastic to be an American this morning? Wow, what did someone say? Putin and Z, here it is. Oh, Chris in Oakland said, how ironic, Putin and Z are trading Trump back and forth like a common prison bitch.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
How's that feel, America?
Yeah. And Canada.
Trump's like, we're getting deal done with China. China's like, nope.
Yeah.
Not even talking. Nope.
And China's reached out to Canada to go around us.
So we read the tweet yesterday right when it came in. Vladimir, stop!
Yes.
And one of our eagle-eared listeners said, all I hear is bear, stop.
Well, yeah.
Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear!
This is our little bitch.
Or Parker Posey.
Our little prison bitch.
Or Parker Posey. Trump, stop. Vladimir,
stop. I'm going to need another lorazepam.
Please stop breaking my things. It's not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's terrible for the world. It's just.
Topper, stop.
Topper, no. Tsunami.
Oh, my God. He's so pathetic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, because we
sure
go.
You do.
Three
yes,
people.
You do.
Well, this part, three killed in fresh Russian drone strike on Ukraine hours after Trump urges Putin to stop. I'm like, did you see they asked him, do you think Putin will listen to you? Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Putin and Z are probably on the phone laughing
oh, yeah.
their asses
oh, yeah.
off
totally.
At this moron.
Totally.
Oh, my God. He doesn't get, he can't lie. You know, mainstream media, take a page from China. You just call bull the minute it happens, right? He's like, oh, we're making a deal with China. All good. And China's like nope, not even started. Not talking. Nope. I mean, oh, my God. I can't even. By the way, some of the dialogue. I'm a little giddy this morning. By the way, we got a series of wins in court to talk to Glenn Kirshner about.
Oh.
So much winning. Only on our side, but
okay.
So much winning.
All right.
Oh, wait, hang on. His humiliation on the world stage isn't done. part. I know I shouldn't be enjoying this so much, but it couldn't happen to a better moron, could
right.
it?
No.
Breaking, the Pope's funeral seating plan could leave Donald Trump in an awkward position. He's assigned third row near the bathroom. Well, other leaders are in the front row. I am not making this up. Oh, God. Although, you know, given his diaper situation, I think that's kind of sweet.
Aww.
I think that's nice of them
yeah.
to think of that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Given his, you know, famed incontinence, I'm just saying. Okay.
Is Lorazepam.
Lorazepam has given him. He's probably on Ozempic. Yeah. That's why he has the. And he's, they're like, we've got to put him next to the.
You think it would
oh
work.
Oh, my God. And you know yeah, he'll have a tizzy fit and make sure. What'd you say?
You think it would work if he was on Ozempic. Supposed to move fast.
Yes, well, he's going to get drafted by the NFL with that 215-pound 6'3".
Right.
Okay. So then we'll get an official weigh-in, won't we? At the, like, what do they call that? The combine? The whatever the thing is? Draft pick? I don't know what it is. I don't support
right now,
the sports.
Huh? They keep showing stuff from Green Bay. Something. I think that's going on right now.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Combine? Somebody help me.
Draft. It's
draft.
It's the NFL draft
day.
Right now.
Yeah, draft day.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
CNN keeps showing it, and I'm like, oh, okay.
This was an actual exchange yesterday. Reporter, what concessions has Russia offered up thus far, Trump? Stopping the war, stopping taking the whole country, pretty big concession. Oh, I see. So the unprovoked terrorist attacker,
right?
That's his concession, is
right.
just stopping the illegal
right.
unprovoked terrorist attack right. on another. Okay, got it. Yes, Andrea says, breaking an insane moment demonstrating Trump's subservience to Putin. Oh, that's why I chose this T-shirt for today.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Bella. I know your tummy's been a little
oh, no.
off. I don't mean to make you vomit, but this is a naked Putin with his little bitch getting a lap dance
why?
As he does.
Why?
Trump's, he says Russia's concession is Russia stopping taking the whole country. Ukraine has fought Russia to a standstill. Trump's ignorance is astounding. Yeah, the stuff, did you hear the gobbledygook on tariffs in China? Nothing he says, like they're words, but they don't go together.
Right.
Right? Hang on, I gotta
find. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Hang on, I gotta find the China dialogue. Trump, U.S. is doing very well on a trade deal with China. China, that's a lie. We never even spoke to you. China, over to you. Hang on, where is it?
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack
okay.
of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty
hang on,
sack
I gotta find
of liquid crap.
Right. Hold, please. Oh, here it is. Oh, it's Trump. I don't want to tax you this morning. You've had a long week. He said, we're going to have great deals. We don't have a deal. We're going to set the tariff. I think so, over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Could be for China, too. Could be for China. We're dealing with almost all of them. Too many to fully deal with.
What Miller Fillmore?
What? No, Trump. What the actual is he saying? He doesn't. They're words, but they're not really. Okay.
They don't go together.
right.
I mean, you know, I could say.
Oh, and by the way,
camera man, woman, child. You know,
they're saying
they're
like,
words,
they're talking
but they don't
about,
go together.
They're talking about South Korea. This is the first deal. They've had zero tariffs on us forever. So this is what I tell you. He's going to announce art of the deal, and then it's just stuff we already had.
Right.
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 Okay.
The art of the deal.
Woo! All right. Meanwhile, the only thing I swear to God, I think I'm getting a little girl Woody every new poll that
a
comes
what?
Out. A little girl Woody.
That's not a thing.
Mm. Oh my God! Wait, can I just? I have one more. Oh my God! Is Trump a moron story? Because he's so predictable. All he has to do is flatter him, right?
Right.
And
we'll, right.
And he just like falls for. He, he's sitting down with Jeffrey Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
So, but let me tell you why. Trump tweeted, later today I'll be meeting with all people, of all people, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, and the person responsible for many fictional stories about me, including the made-up hoax on Suckers and Losers and Signalgate, something he was somewhat more successful with. The story they're writing, they've told my representatives, will be entitled The Most Consequential President of This Century. I'm doing this interview out of curiosity. Moron. Oh my God. Thus ensuring that he gets Signalgate back in the news
right.
while the right. Atlanta tells him it's a
right.
story to suck up to him. And meanwhile, Jeffrey Goldberg is the one they accidentally texted the war plan. Okay, I can't. It's, you know what? It's too much winning this morning, Chris. I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we are. The one thing, the only thing American agree on, and that is Bella.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what?
Stop this, it.
The love letters are getting. And how adorable are you in your Waffle House hat?
Oh, yeah.
I don't, Chris, it's getting out of hand, the Bella love letters.
Oh, well, I mean, she's adorable.
Oh, my God, my head, it's getting bigger as we speak.
David, subject line, subtle brilliance of Bella. Hey, Mama, as a resident of Alabama, I know that bless your heart can have many meanings beyond an insult, depending on how you say it. Bella has captured this inflection as meaning brilliantly with her hey, girl, when you bring up Caroline Leavitt. With two simple words, she can convey humor, disdain, pity, and so many other emotions as expertly as when I use the phrase bless your heart. Also, to ensure you read this on air, Chris is wrong and you are gorgeous. Oh, thank you, David in Alabama. I mean. Thanks so much. Are we done with Bell of Love Letters? No, we are not.
Oh, my God.
This would be Laura in Salinas.
Okay.
Chris, you and I have become kind of incidental here, but, you know, we ride her coattails.
We're packing peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the rest. Now I'm the rest from Gilligan's Island on my own show. Just whatever.
Bella and the
other people. Subject line is, hey, girl.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey.
Bella's the right age to hit just that sorority pitch that Caroline Leavitt has.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura says, hey, Steph, like most of your listeners, I've never wanted change when it comes to your show, but I've also loved the changes after they happen.
Okay.
I love Travis Geist. Mm-hmm. May he rest in peace.
Well, he's
dead. He's fine. And was disappointed when he left, but then I loved Jody Hamilton and was disappointed when she left. But Bella's in a league of her own. The only thing that makes Caroline Leavitt drops tolerable is Bella's sorority sister. Hey, girl, Bella is truly magic. You must keep her. What have you heard? What do you mean? Why wouldn't I?
Am I getting fired, guys?
No.
Oh, my God.
Don't leave. Convert the rest of your basement into an apartment for her so she has no excuse but to always be on the show. Love you and Chris, too. That was an afterthought. Just love you, you and Chris, whatever. Wouldn't you love that, Belle? Wouldn't you love living with me 24-7 in addition to doing this show?
Girl
Laura,
party.
What a fantastic idea. Bella, thanks you for your suggestion.
Girl party all the time.
I'll just be upstairs. Keep it down there. Grammy's sleeping.
Damn kids.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. This is my favorite dialogue, Chris. You ready?
Okay.
Do you think Vladimir Putin will listen to you? I do.
What makes you think he has before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big tough guy. Putin's his best friend. Oh, my God. Okay. I can't. Wow. Okay. We have, I don't even know how many court wins to talk to Glenn Kirshner about. And we have Eric Swalwell on today. We are alpha liberaled up. John Fugel saying, for Angela, Chris is doing the executive producer, fingers crossed, on the booking.
Because we've tried to get him for years and years and years.
Yes, we have.
Yes. But it may happen today.
He is an elusive little minx. Well,
he's a movie producer now.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And this movie could not be more timely.
Yeah.
It's about a Russian journalist that was assassinated. Uh-huh. So this is really... Sean Penn's involved, isn't he, also?
He is. He's also an executive producer.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? My stomach hurts from laughing at Trump. Okay. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my youthful Vibrance.
Oh.
Hmm. Well, you know, you got to. Bella is not only very young, but beloved. So I got to compete. You know, the old lady's got to compete. Vibrant Super C Serum. I love it. Oh, my God. It feels so citrusy and wonderful when it goes on. And it has replaced. This one bottle has replaced my whole. I'm going to call it a plethora, Chris.
Okay.
Eye creams, night creams, day creams, neck creams, dark spot creams. This, you only need one. Right? This has the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. You get a healthier complexion. You minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now, won't you, to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never.
Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts. But what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie14.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Stephanie.
This is Lewis.
Stephanie.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Right on an empty lap, fellas. Yep.
Stephanie.
Never go away again. Yep, yep, yep.
I do kids' birthday parties. I'm the number one Louis Armstrong impersonator in America.
Good. Yeah, we needed
that. Well, hello, kiddies.
Do you do weddings?
Thanks. Yeah, I do. Oh. I do. Yeah, bar mitzvahs. What do you need? You know what? Crystal Boy needs some love. We've had a very, very long week. He's been working a lot of extra hours. Let's objectify him. You wanna?
Oh, God.
Jennifer.
No, okay. No, please. No.
Jennifer said, Chris doesn't feel great about his physique. Does everybody on this show have body dysmorphia disorder? You guys are perfect. You are perfect. You complete me. You had me at hello. All right, I'll shut up. And also,
that's funny, though.
he's beautiful. Yeah. Kurt, with a question. The real question is, when filming in your garage yesterday, was there Steph Cooter showing, asking for a straight, white, middle-aged American male?
Yes.
No. Yes. You did not see. Christy Noem bit did not entail showing you my cooter.
I saw your cooter.
No.
Because I was on the floor looking up at you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But it was a tight skirt. I mean, the Judge Jeanine bit, I was drunk and splayed on the floor. That was understandable. Did you really see my cooter?
I saw your cooter. Really? It wouldn't be a day at work if I didn't see your cooter.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Quite honestly.
That seems like an HR problem.
Oh my God.
Head of HR is really going to have to look into that.
And who's that?
Me. Uh-huh. Okay. Move along. Everything's fine here. Yes, we've been dealing with some technical. You know what? I'm going with we have poltergeists in the house because we had some technical problems with the Christy Noem thing, too. But we're getting it on. We're getting it on.
Tony was here
because
yesterday.
That, you know, I don't show my cooter for nothing. I'm not.
There was a couple plugs that were unplugged randomly the other day over here.
Yeah, there were.
I'm telling you. Because the poltergeist extended to my iPhone.
Well,
but the Christy Noem bit will make it in. My cooter, Chris's near nakedness, will all be in the big show tomorrow. Go to StephanieMiller.com for not the White House Correspondents' right. Dinner.
Yes. She doesn't know about your actual ghost that's in your house, the lady who died.
Oh, Bella. Oh. We don't usually tell new employees that.
Oh, she's not new anymore.
We got to wait till she gets further in college debt. Hi, Bella. Apparently, apparently, lady. You know, because the house that was only sold once to me. It was built in 1924, so right. I was the first. So the lady whose family it was, apparently.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah, so it could be her.
Norma
yeah.
Desmond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's maybe a bigger techno spaz than I am. She's the one that keeps, you know, and everything up. She's like, is this?
That's crazy.
Are these plugs? Am I helping? Can I help with this? Hey, is your iPhone on the right setting? That's probably her doing that.
Maybe for a bit, we should bring a medium in.
We should.
To try to talk to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And get her to stop.
Yeah.
That would be something we would have done on the old nighttime show.
You need to leave.
Go, stop. Go, stop. Okay. Oh. Wow, my breakfast was getting in the way of me and Karen. Oh. Hi, Karen. Hi. Oh, by the way, speaking of beloved women, I was sexting with Randy Rhodes yesterday, just so you know.
How is she doing?
Well, on the air, she said that my voicemail made her cry, and then she recalled the time that I proposed to her, which I did. I think it was in Denver at an event.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, I've never really gotten over the rejection, but it's never too late, and the Howard can suck it. And then I told her she had nice, which like I always say to you, Karen, I've been cheating on you. Randy does not have results yet. Her procedure went fine yesterday.
Okay.
She will have results next week. I'll try to keep everybody updated. Anyway, hi.
And we are all sending her love and light.
Yes.
She is a truly beloved in the progressive media. But
please support her Substack. She's going to keep checking in writing.
Great.
So please. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, word on the streets, and as the kids say, Bella is all that and a bag of chips.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
It would, and I love you so much, Bella, that my ovaries move.
Aww.
Little rustling. I even have a little rustling down there. I'm like, maybe if I know I had it, I could have a daughter like Bella. I might have done it.
What the hell is going on today?
Right.
There's no guarantees they'll turn out like Bella. I could have had a Caroline Leavitt.
And Chris,
yes.
Chris, I would say congratulations to you for seeing Stephanie's cooter, but I think that's what she was talking about, that you've been having to deal with a lot. So have a good weekend.
That's one of the things I've had to deal with.
And I have my
tickets. He's been trapped in a Virginia O'Keeffe painting all
right.
week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I've been looking at orchids all week.
Look at my white lotus.
And I do have my tickets. I have my tickets for tomorrow night.
Hooray.
And then can you ask Glenn, you know, I heard that Trump, there was a stay on that executive order for the gender markers.
Yes.
I don't know if he has any information. I am very interested to hear about that.
Yeah.
If you have a chance.
We had a ton of court wins yesterday, but you're right, Karen. You just don't know with this Supreme Court. You're like, what's like just a stay and then it goes here and what happens at the Supreme Court? And so, but you know what? We'll take all the good news we can get, right?
Absolutely, because that is one that is very close to home, and I'm really concerned for Liam. about that one.
Yeah, your son.
So
yeah.
If you have a chance, Dan. Yeah. Anyway, but I love you guys, and break a leg tomorrow. I will be watching.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Oh, by the way, she's, you know, I don't tell every woman she has nice boobs. I mean, Karen,
she
yes.
does have
Randy
nice
Rhodes,
boobs.
Yes. But they only when it's true. Because I told Randy I'm sending you a big, long, non-gay hug. And then I said, P.S.
Nice rack.
Yeah, nice rack. Well, you know. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Glenn Kirshner next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then, Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. Our high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sunshine, low to mid-60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we have as our special guest, Mike McCabe?
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
We'll be right back.
a Supreme Court ruling. 88% of the country says no. No, he cannot defy a Supreme Court ruling. Only 9% say yes, he can. And you know, it's not the same thing, but I should mention that 9% is also 9%. 9% is also the proportion of Americans who told YouGov this week that they have a favorable view of the Black Plague.
Rachel Maddow. Oh, my God. I'm going to miss her. She goes to, it's 100 days next week, Christopher. We're awaiting Glenn Kirshner. Hold on. Speaking of MSNBC folk, my friend Fernando Armandi sent me a tweet. He tweeted, David Jolly has joined the Democratic Party and has opened a committee in preparation to possibly run for governor of Florida in 2026. Dave Jolly would make an outstanding governor of Florida. I agree. We're trying to get him on as soon as possible. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. All right. Should I do that producer stretch
thing? Yeah, we don't have him yet.
So, okay. Yeah. Let's go to Pete in Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, real quick, hey, if we're going to start with that, how about a joke? You talked about Lady Woody earlier. I believe the correct term for that is button top. Anyways, I think Pete Hegseth, he has a dirty line in the Pentagon. Oh my God. He installed a signal line in the Pentagon.
Yeah.
A direct line into the Pentagon. If this guy survives the weekend, something is seriously, seriously wrong in the Republican Senate. We already know that the House is kind of a mishmash of chaos.
Yep.
But Republican senators right now need to put up or shut up.
Yep.
Who do you love more, your country or the tangerine tyrant?
Exactly.
That's a question for this guy, right? Former U.S. Attorney.
Tangerine pirate?
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
It occurred to me we got to take that MSNBC thing out because no more corporate media for my democracy warrior friend.
Corporate media, and I'm sorry I'm late, Steph. I got caught in traffic, which would be more persuasive if I wasn't in my own house.
Yes. Nice try, though. That's like a Trump attorney argument.
Traffic around the Kirshner breakfast table can get a little nuts.
Exactly. All right. You know I like my legal news happy clappy, but I mean, for legit, can I just tell you all the things I saved for you? Just headlines. Breaking. Judge blocked a key part of Trump's order attending to upend U.S. elections and make it harder for millions of people to register to vote. They blocked his efforts to require proof of citizenship to register to vote. Federal judge blocks Trump's shutdown of NPR and PBS. Federal judge has just ruled for our clients that this is his ACLU and blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a directive prohibiting schools from teaching or operating any programs related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. U.S. judge blocks Trump administration from withholding federal funds from 16 sanctuary cities and counties. I mean, Glenn. It's on so much winning.
Yeah, you know, Steph, I'm not much of a comedian, but if anybody wants to click on my Justice Matters video that I posted last night, I gave comedy a shot, and I opened with a picture of Donald Trump. And I said, hey, loser, get in. We're going losing. He lost. I mean, it's historic. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Yeah. All of the losing he's doing. And Steph, thank goodness federal judges, including lots of Reagan appointees, are taking him to task, are calling him out. And I feel like I keep wanting to say we're reaching the tipping point.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he just thumbs his nose at court orders, including Supreme Court rulings and orders, that will be him trying to bring an end to our constitutional construct of government. And I don't think he's going to be able to end our democracy. So let's keep up this losing streak.
So can you explain to me where we are on this whole El Salvador thing? A federal judge ruled yesterday a second man must be returned from El Salvador prison. The man referred to in court documents as Christian is the pseudonym, was among those swept up and flown to the facility. He's age 20, a native of Venezuela. Where are we on all this? On Abrego himself?
We are making progress, but the progress is slow. You know, people probably know that the courts, particularly the federal courts, move at a snail's pace. What they are doing right now, including the judge who's presiding over the Abrego Garcia case, is they're moving at light speed. They're only taking a week or a matter of days to rule on the issues that are coming at them fast and furious. But we are making progress. There is actually a little crack of light that is shining through the Abrego Garcia litigation, where there was a suggestion that the Trump administration said, okay, judge, wait a minute, give us some time because we're working on something. I'm reading between the lines, but I think the Trump administration may soon give up the ghost and may realize they've been caught red-handed, they have nowhere else to turn, and they're going to have to, one, bring people back that they may have, this is my suspicion, they may have to bring people back they've wrongly deported, and they may have to stop trying to, you know, disappear people to prisons in foreign lands. Hopefully, that is the direction in which we're moving.
Yeah, I have to say, I know polling, whatever, but I got to say, the polling, even on that, on the thing that you think is Trump's strength, immigration or deportation, American people appear to get it, that this is...
And what we know, Steph, is the only thing that will move Republicans is if they are, you know, losing the likelihood that they will be reelected. That's the only thing that could cause them to make a break from Trump. If they think they win more votes or retain more votes by breaking from Trump, then ultimately, because they are all so self-centered and egocentric, they will break from Trump if it means keeping their own power and position. So let's keep up those bad polling numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I wondered if you caught this. Mrs. Betty Bowers, the America's Best Christian.
I've heard, yes.
Yeah. She tweeted, in SCOTUS's 7-2 ruling stopping more kidnapped people from being sent to El Salvador, the majority justices didn't wait for Alito to write his dissent. That's odd, and suggests they didn't trust him to act in good faith, that his plan was to hold up the order until the prisoners were already gone. I would not put that past Alito, would you?
No, and that 7-2 is a really important split, because if you can get Chief Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett and Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the right side of the law and the Constitution, boy, that's saying something. And I can only imagine that Alito was busy trudging out to his front lawn and raising his upside down flag on his flagpole. And, you know, it's funny, but he blames that on his wife.
Yeah.
The upside down flag. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, Alito doesn't have autonomy over his own flagpole?
Yeah. Right.
With a hat tip to John Fugelsang for that line. Right.
Most men blame their wife.
Fugelsang.
Most men blame their wife for flagpole trouble. Okay. Why do you think Trump is putting up 200-foot ones?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Katie Porter tweeted, I mean, this is legit troubling. She said, my blood is boiling. This is appalling. Andre, the makeup artist deported to Trump's foreign prison in El Salvador without due process and under false pretenses, hasn't been heard from in weeks. Members of Congress who went to El Salvador asked for proof of life and did not get it. So there is obviously a lot of concern.
Yeah. And Steph, people should be held criminally accountable for that. Not just, oh, let's try to bring back the wrongly deported. People should be held criminally accountable. And I'm telling you, when we come back into the light on the rule of law front, it is going to be our responsibility to hold accountable the people who did this to, you know, I don't care if you're an American citizen or not. You know, the Constitution says what it says about all of us having due process rights. If Trump was so confident that he had the goods to deport these people, then for gosh sakes, go into court, hold the hearing, give them their due process rights. If you got the goods, the judge will order them deported, but you don't have the goods.
We're even to his own voters. Glenn, Rue tweets, farmers are suing Trump for the grants Biden gave them because they've been canceled. Maybe they should have voted for the woman who would have honored them. I mean, man, according to polling and everything else in these first 100 days, this is the biggest case to F around and find out ever. But I mean, you know, these are the people that voted for him having to sue him.
He's going to hurt his supporters as much, if not more, than he hurts any other demographic. And that is what will continue to spell his political demise. I don't want to get ahead of our skis and over our skis, but this is not sustainable, and things continue to mount against Trump, I mean, he's. I don't think he's going to last 4 years. I really don't.
It doesn't feel like it, given this 100 days. I mean, people are already just saying he has got to be removed. Look at what just happened on the world stage between Putin, you know, between Russia and China yesterday.
And I love on the world stage, he has now drawn his line in the sand, and he ordered Vladimir Putin to stop.
Yeah.
So guess what? If Vladimir Putin doesn't stop, he is the supremely failed president of the United States because his orders don't mean anything.
Right. Ah. Yeah. Okay. All right. A couple more I got to get to. Trump administration yesterday asked the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. The high court filing follows a brief order from a federal appeals court that kept in place a court order blocking the policy nationwide. Where are we on that?
What I love about this one, Steph, is Pete Hegseth is like plaintiff's exhibit number one. You know, if I were litigating this case, I would subpoena Pete Hegseth to the courtroom. I would slap a government exhibit sticker on his forehead and walk him up and sit him in the witness chair and read his own posts to him and to the jury or to the judge, because everything Hegseth says undermines any credible argument about these hateful DEI policies. So listen, as I said all along, Donald Trump and his flunkies can say whatever they want in the court of public opinion, but when these cases move into court proper, they lose. They lose running away. They lose in a New York minute, and they're going to continue losing.
I keep saying I hope Kilmer sues the bejesus out of them, because they say it all on Fox News and in the Oval Office, yappy, 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 and then they get in court and, you know, don't say any of it because they can't prove it. Okay, one more. Trump to issue order targeting Democratic platform Act Blue. I don't get these executive orders. Like, he does, I don't know, several a day with his big boy magic marker.
Well,
and
yesterday he
asked that I did.
Yesterday he accidentally called it legislation, that he was going to sign this legislation.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just an executive order.
So in a shot at Act Blue, the left's major online donation platform, Trump plans to sign a memo cracking down on foreign contributions in American elections, which is laughable.
Wow.
Thank you. You get it, because the joke is rough.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
The order is expected to specifically target Act Blue, which Republicans have long claimed could be exploited by foreign actors. Russia has installed him, what, twice now? Meanwhile, anybody in the world can line Trump's pockets by buying his grift coin, joining his golf clubs, staying at his hotels. I mean, but again, what legal weight do these things have that he signs with his magic hurricane-correcting Sharpie?
Yeah, they don't have any legal weight. He'll lose. If a suit is brought over this, he'll lose that as well. But he always pretends to try to ban the things that he is doing. You know, he could sign an executive order banning blonde comb-overs and orange spray tans because they're the scourge of America, and we would see what he's doing. That's what he's doing. But, Steph, he's acting lawlessly. I mean, crime is on the rise in the Oval Office. He's acting lawlessly by signing what everybody recognizes are unconstitutional executive orders. And, again, this is going to hurt him in the long run. It's not going to help him.
Yeah, I mean, Glenn, the lawmaking is, lawbreaking is just breathtaking is the only word I can think of. This one yesterday, I felt like, should this not be a bigger story? Fox News reporter, Fox Business senior correspondent Charles Gasparino reported yesterday that Trump's administration is giving insider information to Wall Street executives about ongoing trade deals. Citing senior Wall Street execs with ties to the White House, Gasparino said people within Trump's administration have alerted business leaders about agreements in principle with India, whoever. Is this because of the immunity? They're just doing it all out on the open?
Well, it's not the immunity, Steph, as much as it is that he has installed flunkies and lapdogs and sycophants in all of our federal institutions. So there are no enforcement mechanisms left, not criminal, not civil. The DOJ is, you know, basically an arm of the Oval Office. The SEC is all but, you know, in a coma. So he knows there is nobody who will enforce the laws, criminal or civil, against him. That's why he's doing it. So, but you know what? We have a long memory. And once he falls from power, you know, we will have to work hard, and we will never stop working to hold him and all of his corrupt flunkies accountable for what they have done to our democracy.
Yeah, I mean, we talked already about Hegseth had an internet connection that bypassed the Pentagon security protocol set up in his office to use the Signal app on his personal computer, known as a dirty internet line by the IT industry. It connects directly to a public internet where the user's information and the website's access do not have the same security filters or protocols that the Pentagon's secured connections maintain. I mean, we were saying Senator Schiff, our friend, has told them to retain all records. Well, of course, the whole point of using Signal is you can't retain, right? You get around the record. But,
right.
But again, Senator Schiff and people like you have to proceed as if we will have a nation of laws again, right? I don't know.
And I love how the White House spokeswoman said, you know, what's going on here is that the entire Pentagon is against Pete Hegseth. And I say, of course they are, because they care about the men and women of the military, and they have to be against Pete Hegseth because he doesn't care about the safety and security of the men and women of the military. I don't think Pete Hegseth is long for that position, because if he is, we will become more vulnerable by the day because of what he's doing to the U.S. military.
I didn't even have time to get to Trump now selling Trump 2028 merchandise on his website, but
Griftpalooza.
I'm going to wipe my ass with the Constitution tour. Wow. All right. Glenn, it will be not the White House Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night. I won't be there, but I will be there in the form of Kristi Noem and also Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, you will.
But
hold on to your purse with the $3,000 in it. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
That bit's in there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Love you.
Thanks,
love
Glenn.
You, Steph. See you guys.
All right. Okay. 50. Oh, go to StephanieMiller.com for ticks to that on
PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com.
That's right. Correct. Exactly. Okay. It's a pay-per-view. And by the way, people are asking, yes, you can watch it forever, just like the Sexy Liberals.
That's right.
If you can't be there, you know, 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, you can watch it whenever you want. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by it's the phone company. It's the Heroes of Democracy. It is the phone company version of Glenn Kirshner.
Oh.
Right? They are now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values, that are not bending the knee.
Right.
That is Credo Mobile. You get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, deals on new phones. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits. Like, how great. Look at all those wins from the ACLU.
Whoa.
That's one of the places they give to. Look, all the wins they just got yesterday. Yeah. Support the people like that, right? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Just go over to Credo Mobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Hey, John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news, with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth, with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the liberal redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Dino Badala, JoJo from Jurors, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. It's getting hot in here,
so take off all your clothes. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Yeah, I did, and so did Chris for the White House, Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow. Get your tickets now. It's only $20 for all that flesh. StephanieMiller.com. Chris, who said, you don't know what pressure I'm putting on Russia. You have no idea the pressure I'm putting on Russia. We're putting on a lot of pressure. We're putting a lot of pressure on Russia.
Fat bastard.
No, that was a good guess, though.
Okay.
No, that'd be Donald Trump. Oh, dear. What did you say? Brian Kilmeade?
Yeah. Brian Kilmeade says that Vladimir Putin is embarrassing President Trump.
Mm. Oh, poor little Putin's bitch. This was also a dialogue yesterday. Reporter, China is saying it's fake news that trade talks are happening. Trump, well, they had a meeting this morning. Reporter, who's they? I can't tell you. It doesn't matter who they is.
Uh-huh.
See? You wouldn't know them. They're from the Niagara Falls area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Their name is George Glass.
George Glass had a meeting
George.
This
George
morning.
George Glass.
I met him at school.
I've never heard of a George Glass at our school.
Seth, our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
No, Putin, no.
No, Vladimir, no.
Hello, homos and Della with a Z. I think
Trump has become Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, Humpty Dumpty's falling. Uh-huh. And I think that there are a number of Republicans right now who are really feeling the agita. Like they're going down with the sinking ship. Like they are attached to the freaking anchor.
Yeah. And they're going down like Trump on Putin. Is what you're saying. Yeah, I know. I knew what he meant. All right, John Fugelsang and Eric Swalwell all coming up on The Big Shoe.
Bye.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump and former President Biden will both attend Pope Francis's funeral at the Vatican. Departing the White House, President Trump said there will also be other events on his agenda.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders. They want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
President said there have been talks with China, but Chinese officials call that fake news as the trade war continues. There's more scrutiny on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, whose press spokesman denies that he had the commercial app Signal on a computer in his Pentagon office. Sources tell ABC News that computer was connected to an unsecured commercial internet line without any firewall protection. Former Congressman George Santos will be sentenced today after pleading guilty to fraud charges. Prosecutors are seeking 7 years in prison. Santos's lawyers say he should serve 2 years. This is ABC News.